You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. One of the most scariest things anyone ever said to me was, "Tammy, just be you." This happened, it's been several years ago now, and I realized in that moment that once again, I had no idea who I was. I had been so busy in my life that the essence of who I was continued to get lost. I was born with a name that was put on my birth certificate, and by the time I was 2, I was given another name, and the original name was marked out on all of my pictures. I couldn't speak of that name, and I took on this new identity, and it really became who I was. Then my dad, that I received that identity from, was killed, and then that identity started quickly being erased by the people I thought loved me. I had to take on another name, and then another name, and some other names, and got married, and that became an identity, and I became an employee, and that became an identity. I was a mother, that became an identity, and all of these labels I had, all of these titles I had, none of which told me really who was I. What did that mean? Who am I? Just be me. How do I do that? How do I just be me when I have no idea who that is? I wasn't even sure what I liked. I wasn't even completely sure what I didn't like. If someone asked me a basic question, like, "What's your favorite color?" I might have been able to answer that. But when it got down to, who am I really? If I'm no longer going through the motions, if I'm no longer surviving and fighting for survival, if I'm no longer coping or escaping, and I start to peel back all of the masks, all of the labels, all of the titles, all of the things, layers and layers and layers of things, trauma, abuse, loss, grief, tragedies, moving, transition, identities given by other people. If I peel back all of that, who am I? Who are you? Why are you here? So for the next 7 years, I continued to dive deeper and deeper into that story of who I was. How did I identify myself? What did I claim as me? It isn't stuff. It isn't labels. It isn't other people. It's what we claim. as we begin to peel away all of the false labels and names and identities that we've been given, or the half-truths, we really start to see who we are. What matters? What makes us cry? What makes us laugh? What do we really want? What gives us a feeling of satisfaction, a fulfillment, of importance? What's our music? What's our passion? Who are we here to be? One of the things I learned on the journey was that I had some shadow parts of myself, parts that I wasn't always proud of, parts that were angry and frustrated, parts that were so incredibly sad. All the fears of abandonment, fears of being unloved, fears of being alone, fears of not being enough. As I continued to peel layers, I began to realize that every experience in my life had shaped me. Every person had shaped me. I began to see how I became some of the things that I had become, and started to think about, who am I here to be? What's important to me? What do I value? How can I help? Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody listening? Does anyone care what I have to say? There's been some people on my journey that tell me that what I have to say is important, and I needed to get my message out there, and I've tried. I've co-authored a couple of books, started this podcast, I've started a couple of YouTube channels, I've tried to be on social media, I've been interviewed on podcasts, I've had articles written about me, and yet sometimes, most of the time, I feel like nobody is really listening. People say they need help, but if you are available to them, they often won't take it, or they won't put it into action. Sometimes we have to find our own way. Sometimes we're desperately seeking someone to help us, and the person who can help us is desperately seeking us. And we have to wait until it's the right time, it's the right moment for us to become broken open, to be willing and ready to see ourselves for the first time. Just be you. Whatever that is, just be you. It's valuable. Someone you touch, it's going to matter. Someone you speak to, it's going to matter. Do the work. Find out who you are and become the greatest version of you. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Join me every Saturday where I release a new episode and discuss childhood trauma, spirituality, and all that's possible. To connect with me further, check out tammycoin.com.